Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see Witless Bay, Newfoundland. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, definitely going to be fun. Carly Beath is with us. Carly is the Senior Operations Manager, IO, Interactive Ontario. Carly, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you and I have talked in the past because we've been very involved, one with our firm at Bennett Gold, two with the Profit Business Cast with Interactive Ontario. We've interviewed past executive directors, but today we're looking to talk to you as the operations person because you know a lot of stuff about the digital media business. So why don't you tell us a little bit, Carly, about yourself and how you became the Senior Operations Manager at Interactive Ontario.
My background is mostly in the entertainment and cultural sectors. So I came from the music industry, and then I worked a little bit in nonprofits and in politics. So all of those things really come together for this role at IO. I started as the communications manager. Now I'm the senior operations manager. We do a lot of advocacy with government. We obviously, interactive media is a cultural sector, and we're a not-for-profit. So all of those things that I've done in the past come together.
And Interactive Ontario, most interesting, great website, always promoting the events and things you have coming up, and that's InteractiveOntario.com. But tell me, Carly, what are the main reasons that companies or individuals would join your association?
We have a lot of benefits for members, and so I think every company has different reasons for joining, but some of the main ones are that we host a lot of events. We run two monthly event series and our big annual conference, plus lots of other events that happen in between. So that's a lot of chances for members to come out and meet each other, to hear about new trends in the industry, to hear about funding opportunities, all sorts of things like that. So that's one big reason that people would join. As well, people know that when they support IO and they become a member, they're supporting our advocacy work, which is very important for support for the industry from government.
Well, there's no question, particularly in Ontario, when we're constantly looking at the digital media credits and the changes to that whole regime. So good on you and Interactive Ontario. I have another question. Game On. Game On Ventures wrapped up in October. Can you tell us a little bit about the conference this year and the mission behind it?
Absolutely. So Game On Ventures is one of the few conferences in gaming and digital media that's really focused on the business side of the industry. There are a lot of fan events and there are a lot of conferences sort of dedicated to the creative side, but this one is really focused on business, business models, marketing, distribution, all of that kind of thing. We really thought that there was an opening for business leaders to have a chance to come together, discuss, make deals, that kind of thing. So this is the ninth year we've hosted the conference. We used to be called Game On Finance, and now it's called Game On Ventures. This year looked at all sorts of things to do with the business of games. So creating games for social good, how having diverse teams can really open up opportunities for companies, workshops on dealing with HR and operations and things like that. All sorts of really great content. New this year, we also had a pitch competition and an expo open to both delegates and the public so that people had a chance to see some of the really unique interactive projects coming out both in Ontario and internationally.
So let's talk about what it takes to build a successful interactive digital media business, particularly in Ontario, because that's where your expertise is. The digital media industry is a significant player in Canada, especially here in Toronto and Ontario and between Kitchener and Waterloo, that whole corridor. Can you help me understand what was the impetus for this huge growth, for this massive curve?
Yeah, I think there are a few different elements to the success of digital media in Ontario. We have a really great talent pool. We have good educational programs here. We have really creative people. As we alluded to a little bit earlier, really good support from government. We have some great programs in Ontario that I know people in other jurisdictions are often envious of. We have our Interactive Digital Media Tax Credit. We have the OMDC's programs, the Canada Media Fund's programs like the Bell Fund that provide support for companies looking to build interactive digital media products and companies in Ontario. So that's really great. And then we also have really great industries that work together with digital media, and that provides a lot of work for digital media companies. There are great hardware companies here, healthcare companies that are looking to get into the field of digital media. So there's collaboration there. In Ontario, lots of big brands have their companies here, and that means advertisers who want to do digital campaigns. So there's a lot of things happening in Ontario connecting different industries.
So there's differences between digital media businesses and other ventures, whether they're in the physical world or their software as a service. Can you explain to us, say, maybe three of those differences between a digital media business and any other business?
Sure. Something that's really unique is digital media companies are able to build fan bases and market research subjects before their products come out often, or they have a track record of really great projects in the past. People will check out what they're doing. And this gives companies the ability to get immediate feedback from fans to fine-tune what they're doing and really build something that people are looking for. So that's one great thing about building a digital media company. As well, we have really innovative people here in Ontario, like I mentioned. So people are really always looking to do something different and to build something that people haven't seen before. That way you're able to differentiate yourself and find a client base just by building a really great, unique product. Lastly, I think, as I've alluded to before as well, people are really collaborative in this industry. And both within the digital media sector, people are often companies working together and working with companies in other sectors, like I mentioned, healthcare or education. That I don't think you see in a lot of other industries the same way you see in digital media.
So I have another interesting thought, and that is multi-generational workspaces and workforces. Digital media, although it's generally thought as a younger person's industry, that's not necessarily the case, because we've got coders and animators and breakers and cleanup artists that go back generations and generations in animation. So I wonder whether you're observing that there's any difference in the multi-generational work within a digital media industry, because there's a vast array of ages. What are your thoughts there?
There are a lot of people at different stages of their careers in the digital media industry, which I have seen to be a really positive thing in this industry. We're lucky that we get a lot of people who have expertise, who have been around for a while, have strong background in the industry. They're very willing to share their knowledge with younger people coming up. They're willing to come speak at our events and provide mentoring opportunities, taking meetings with new companies and helping them along the way. And also, our companies are always looking to hire great new talent. And so I don't think that in this industry, being young and being new is not really a barrier to entry. There are a lot of opportunities for young people in the industry.
Do you see management dealing with the employees any differently depending on their age or their generational approach to work?
I don't think so. I think that, I mean, a lot of our companies are very young and they have maybe different ways of doing things than other types of companies. But I think in general, our companies are really looking to build the best workforce employee base that they can and really to treat everyone the same.
So let's talk about the startup phase of digital media companies. From what I understand, the games industry is about $3 billion now in Canada. Lots of emerging companies trying to break in. Is there any room for them? And how are we supporting their growth? This seems like a very crowded space right now.
It is. I mean, there's a lot happening. That doesn't mean that there isn't room for new entries. You never know who's going to be the person or the company that creates the next big thing. The next big thing could come from a huge established company, but it also could come from two people building a really wonderful game out of their apartment. So there's definitely room for people with great ideas and good business sense to break into the market. And especially in Ontario, like I mentioned, there's lots of programs to support them. So the OMDC has the Interactive Digital Media Fund. They also have a fund to support Ontario companies going to international events to look at export opportunities, which is really fantastic, especially for new people looking to make connections in the industry. We have the Canada Media Fund, the Bell Fund. We have different tax credits. Companies who are starting out can rely on all of those things to build themselves up. And then as well, IO puts together, like I mentioned, lots of different programming, and some of it is geared towards more established companies, and some of it is geared towards brand new companies who are looking to figure out how to maybe take a great game that they've built and parlay that into a sustainable company.
So let's be controversial for a second here. If in fact all these companies are looking to the government to help them kickstart their operations to start up, or maybe some subsidies in some of the larger companies for adding on a number of workers or interns, I'm a little skeptical that if an industry needs the government to kickstart it and keep it working, that maybe that industry doesn't belong here. It's not making it on its own, unless in every country where there is digital media businesses, the government is right there building the foundations. Where do we stand here?
Not every country has these types of things, but there are definitely other countries who offer some subsidies and tax credits. And I think something that we see with a lot of our companies is that they will use the support available from the government to get off the ground, and then they're able to fly on their own. A lot of the programs will see new people coming in every year and not always the same people coming back for funding. So it means they've taken the money that they've received and then gone to build a company and then they don't need it anymore. As well, we do have grant programs, but a lot of our programs are, say, the tax credit. The tax credit depends on what you spend to build something. So it's not just money that you're given. You have to prove that you've spent a certain amount of money on labor and on building your product. So people definitely are spending money in the province when they're getting that tax credit.
So let's end with a success story. Can you share a story, one of your members, one of the IO members, a real good successful digital media business story, and what contributed the most to that company's success?
I mean, we have a lot of really great success stories doing very different things. It's a very diverse industry we have here in Ontario. So we have people making video games, people doing e-learning products, and we have people doing things that cross over between the two. And one of those is Mark Media, definitely a company to watch. They've grown out of a TV background, but now they've made a mark, no pun intended, with educational and narrative-driven interactive products. They have a really great, diverse team that lets them create products that resonate with audiences. They've built products aimed at young children and then products aimed at older people, and they're all really fantastic. They have something called Meow Meow, which is really great property that spans across apps, online properties, online content, and broadcast as well, so tying all those things together. And Meow Meow lets young children learn Mandarin Chinese, but in a very engaging, storytelling-driven sort of way, not your traditional, maybe dry language learning. So it's very exciting. It engages kids through the story and the characters. So Mark Media is definitely a great success story here in Ontario.
So it's a great success story, but would you say there was one lesson that you can share that helped contribute to their success that our entrepreneurs across the country can benefit from?
Well, I think that one of the things really is their diverse team. They have a really great team. The diversity in their team lets them build these types of stories authentically, and it gives them knowledge that they might not have had otherwise. So their CEO, Jason Loftus, actually hosted a panel at Game On Ventures talking about how having a diverse team and creating products and telling stories that maybe haven't been seen before can really drive a business.
Well, great advice. Great to speak to you. Carly Beath, Senior Operations Manager, Interactive Ontario, interactiveontario.com. Carly, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much for having me.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to see what a great CA firm can do for your business and check out our diversity, take a look at bennettgold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Witless Bay, Newfoundland.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.